V'alkein osur lechol dam. This is why we're forbidden to eat blood. Kishom nefesh habehemius. Because that's where the soul of the person is. She'yev shalochlo. Or that's where the soul of the animal is, in a sense. Here we're talking about shechting behemius and not being allowed to eat the blood of the animal, because the blood is where the spiritual part of the animal is, which we're not allowed to eat. Ki im kishemavarin o mezakhenes hanefesh mi behema laodom alide kisuf nikdusha. It's only after we've purified and refined the spiritual part that's in that animal and elevated it to the level of Adam, from behema to Adam, through our desires of kedusha, when we have these ritzonos of kedusha, we learned earlier this is what causes letters to be matched up with each other and vowels to be combined with them. Bebechinas zivuge hanafoshes, just like we talk about matches taking place between couples, between husbands and wives, so too there's a matter of making matches between the letters of the Torah, combining the right letters to form the right words. Shaydeze dam nekar v'nasecholov. That's what causes the change from blood to milk. Vo'oz daiko nizbarer hadam v'nisdakech v'nas menecholov. And then the blood becomes refined and purified and turns into blood, it turns into milk. Va'oz mutar b'achila. And then you're allowed, milk is something you're allowed to drink. Milk from an animal we're allowed to drink. Ki ikar tikkun ha'achila d'kedusha shel Yisrael hu'al yidei kisuf d'kedusha. Because the main tikkun of achila of a Jew is by having these proper desires. Shaydeze nas nefoshes. This is what generates the souls. Shaydeze zoichin shekolo achilo bebechinas lechem aponim. That's what elevates that person's eating to the level of lechem aponim. Sheze ikar tikkun achilo dekdusha, which is the perfection of achila. Avol hadam biatzmoi osur. Whereas blood, the blood of the animal, is forbidden. Because the blood represents the animalistic soul in that animal, that the, you know, is the spiritual part that's still behema. Which we're not allowed to eat until it's become purified and elevated and changed from blood into milk. Shezehu ikar bechinas Pesach Yitzias Mitzrayim. This is also the essence of the holiday of Pesach and Yitzias Mitzrayim. Sheoz dam nekar v'nase cholov kiyadua. When the Jews came out of Golus, there was a hamtokas hadinim. The midas hadin of Hashem was changed into rachmonis and kindness. We know that midas hadin is always symbolized by redness, blood. And the kindness of Hashem is represented by whiteness, milk. And this is all accomplished by having these strong desires for Kedusha. That's how we were able to get out of Mitzrayim. That's how we were able to bring about the sweetening of the Midas Adin and to have the blood changed into milk. Blood which represents Nefesh HaBehemius. Milk which represents the Tikkun. You know, the correction of it. Paragraph Yud, v'ze b'chinas malicha v'hadocha. Based on what we're learning here, we'll also be able to understand the requirement to salt the meat before we eat it, and to rinse it a certain number of times to be able to extract all the unkosher blood from the meat. Ki ikar tikkun hanefesh hu adam walidei kisuf nekdusha kanal. We mentioned earlier that the main tikkun of the soul, of the blood, is through yearning of kedusha. Veze zoichin alidei tikkun habris daika kemavur sham heite. And how is a person zoicha to rotzin nekdusha? Through tikkun habris, as Rabbi Nisal explained over there. Shaydei shmiras habris azai chesed mizgale. When a Jew is zoicha to shmiras habris, That's what causes the Midas HaChesed of Hashem to be revealed, Shehu Ahavo V'Hishtoikikus V'Kisuf Nigdusha, which is the concept of love and yearning of holiness, Shaydeze Nas Nefoshes, which is what generates souls, Vaydeze Mitztayrin Oisis HaTorah LaToiv, and this is also what results in formatting the letters of the Torah to form words, positive words. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likut Imran. Ushmiras Habris Zebechinas Melach. And we know that Shmiras Habris is associated with salt. Bechinas Bris Melach Oilam Kemuva, as is brought in the Sifrei Kabbalah, that salt is the union of Bris. That's what it's called in the Torah, Bris Melach Oilam. Ubishvil Ze Biatzmoy Nikra Hatzadik Shubechina Shmiras Habris B'Shem Bris Melach. And this is why the Tzadik, who represents Tikkun HaBris, is called by this nickname Bris Melach Oilam. Al Shem Shezoichai Deze Likisuf Nigdusha Shaydeze Nas Nefoshes. Because this tells us that the Tzadik, through his Shmiras HaBris, is zeichet to have these proper thoughts of Kiddusha, these proper desires for Kiddusha, through which he generates souls. Ki kisuf nigdusha ze b'chinas melach, shegoyrim tzimoin, b'chinas tzimoin ha-nefesh, dainu kisuf v'shtek ze kiddusha, shaydei ze nas nefoshes. Now Rav Nosson Zal makes a connection between what salt is and what kisufin is. We said kisuf means desire, thirsting for Kiddusha. Salt makes you thirsty. That's what salt is, Rav Nosson says. Salt causes tzimoin hanefesh, which is synonymous with this thirst, this yearning for Kiddusha. Shaydeze nas nefoshes, which is what generates souls. Bechinas tzom alecho nafshi, kom alecho b'sori, be'eret tzio v'oyev b'limoyim. The Pasuk says, my soul thirsts for you. We see that the word thirst over there is synonymous with yearning. So these ritzonos of Kiddusha are another word for them is thirst, which comes from salt. That's the whole what salt represents. Bechinas tzomo nafshi lelikim, as the Pasuk says, my soul yearns and thirsts for Hashem. V'alkein al yidei ha-melach, shu b'chinas bris melach, b'chinas shmiras ha-bris, b'chinas simoin ha-nefesh, kisuf nigdusha, ha-yidei ze mesakninu metarnes ha-bosor midam ha-behemiyis, shehu nefesh ha-behemiyis, b'chinas kisuf nesitra achra. Therefore, this is why by salting the meat properly al pi halacha, using this bris melach, which is synonymous with the desires, the deep desires of one's soul. Al yedeze mesakninu metarnes habosor midam habehemis. That's how we purify the meat of the behema, the flesh of the animal, from the wrong type of blood, the dam habehemis, which is the nefesh habehemis, which is the animalistic portion, which is the concept of, which is associated with kisuf and the sitrachra, having desires for the wrong things. Kayidei hamelach shu b'china shmiras habris, zoichon le kisuf nigdusha b'china smon ha-nefesh l'ashem, through salt, which is shmiras habris, we're zoichon to have desires for the right things, for holiness. Shaydeze ois nefoshes digdusha, which is what generates nefoshes of holiness, umachnien umavatlen umoitzien nefoshes ksuvin tzitrachra, and helps us subdue and eliminate and get rid of the nefoshes of the sitrachra, shehu b'chinas dam habehemis, which is synonymous with the regular blood in the animal. Ki hatzadik bechinas bris melach umaflit kol hadomim roim shem anafoshes v'yisufim roim, because the tzadik, who is referred to as bris melach, he's the one who helps a person get rid of all the bad blood, which means the bad desires, the wrong desires. Ki haydei bris melach zoichon l'kisuf nigdusha tzimon anaf shel Hashem, because as we said before, through this bris of salt, which is another nickname for the tzaddik, through that we're zeichet to have deep yearnings for Hashem and for Kedusha, shaydei zeh nas nefoshes Kedusha, which is what generates these holy souls. V'zeh b'chinas ha'adocha b'mayim. This is the concept of washing off the blood with water. The meat has to be rinsed a certain number of times and a special procedure, al pi halacha. Ki ha'kisuf nigdusha heim b'chinas chesed, shu b'chinas ahavo v'shtoikikus. Because when a person has the right desires, he's yearning to come close to Hashem, he's yearning for kedusha, that's associated with chesed. Ahava, hishtoikikus, all of those words go together. Kemaim Ranala, as Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Torah Lamed Aleph, in Likutim Ran, Chelik Aleph. Vazai machnien umesaknin hadomim shehem hanafoshois. And when a person has those desires of Kiddusha, then he's zeichet to correct and repair these souls. He's zeichet to subdue and correct the blood, which is the souls. V'nimtak hadam shubchinas din, and he sweetens the midas hadin. Dam, blood is red, it represents midas hadin. He sweetens the din. V'nishapech lamayim, and it's converted to water, shubchinas chesed, which is always associated with chesed. B'bchinas gedoilim tzadikim shemahapche midas hadin l'midas harachmim. As Rashi HaKodesh says in the beginning of Chumash Bereishis Perek Ches, that the greatness of the tzaddikim is that they're able to turn around Hashem's midas hadin, Hashem's judgment, to turn it into kindness, to get Hashem to turn it into kindness. Kiki sufin lakod dikdush lashmi zbora shezo b'chinas chesed b'chinas ahava v'shtoikikus ze b'chinas mayim. Because when a person has real yearnings for kedusha, for Hashem, which we said is the concept of chesed, which is associated with ahava and hishtoikikus, that's the concept of water. Bebechinas shifchi kamayim libech noichach pnei Hashem. As the pasuk says, pour out your hearts like water before Hashem. This is a concept of expressing one's deep desire for Hashem, for holiness. Shehalev koisef l'Hashem izborach, whereby the heart yearns to Hashem, at sheshoifech es liboy kamayim noichach pnei Hashem, to the point where the person pours out his heart to Hashem like water. Ve'oz nishapech lev ho'ev en lev bosar. And that's how a person changes his heart of stone, his hard-heartedness, into a soft heart, a heart of flesh, shurach kamayim, which is soft like water, bebechinas ha'hoivchi atzur agamayim, as we say in Hallel, that Hashem has the ability to take a rock and bring forth water from it, to change rock into water. Hainu bechinas tzur levovi, the rock is the heart of the person. There's a pasuk that says tzur levovi, shenishapech lev ho'even lemayim, that the heart of stone gets converted to water. Shenisrakech halev bebchinas lev bosor ad sheshevchem es libom kamayim lefnei Hashem, whereby the heart becomes softened into a lev bosor to the point where they're able to pour out their hearts like water before Hashem. V'chol ze zoichen al yidei kisufin digdusha. All of this a person is zoicha through these yearnings of kedusha. Shehem bechinas ka'ayol ta'aroig alafike moyim kein nafshi saru gelecho lekim. As the pasuk says over there in Tehillim, Kapitel Membeis, like a deer that cries out to Hashem by the water, so too I pour out my heart to Hashem, and I express my deep yearnings, my thirst for Hashem. Tzomalachonavshi ladekim, b'chinas tzomalachonavshi kamalachabsori be'eretz tziyavoyev b'limoyim. Ki ein mayim ela toira, because the water represents toira. K'mo shomer hazal, as the Gemara says in Baba Kama daf yud zayin, v'yef shaliskois letoira, dahinu letzayir oisiyas hatoira letoiv, kim al yidei kisufin nigdusha. And it's impossible for a Jew to format the letters of the Torah properly for a positive things, for a bracha, without kisufin of kedusha. That's how we generate souls. Shehim bechinas nekudos hakesef, which are synonymous. That's the vowels under the letters. And that's what helps us format the letters of the Torah for positive.